So let's get back to that movie in which the characters are hurtling down a mountain about to plunge off a cliff. It's the fiscal cliff, meaning the tax cuts due to expire at the end of this year, combined with cuts in federal spending that are due to go into effect at about the same time. So more revenue coming in, but that's, you know, taxes going back to previous levels. And cuts to domestic and military spending, the White House and Congress agreed on last year when they failed to reach an agreement on deficit reductions. Fear of going over the fiscal cliff, which is 54 days away, is part of what drove the stock market down sharply yesterday. And fear of what happens next is also being heard on talk radio. Here's host Howie Carr on Boston's WRKO with a listener.
I have wealthy relatives that have millions of dollars invested in the stock market, and I've already spoken to them. They're pulling all their money out, and they're going to start investing overseas.
Anyone who's not pulling money out, I mean, they got to be crazy. How much is the dividend tax going to increase? It's gonna double, isn't it, at the end of the year? And then you're going to have an Obamacare tax on top of the double tax. You know, you got to be crazy.
Let's bring in Binyamin Applebaum, Washington correspondent for The New York Times. We apologize for that sound. It was a little scratchy, but you got the context there. Binyamin, we're hearing this a lot. People screaming that in particular, President Obama is going to be doing things to affect their income. Let's just back up and explain what's going on. And first of all, do you think some of this is being ginned up?
Some of it is clearly alarmist. I mean, that clip you just played has a number of facts wrong. There's not anything like that size of tax increase coming. But, you know, there is something very serious scheduled to happen at the end of the year, and it really has three parts to it. The first is a big decline in federal spending. You can think of the government as our largest corporation, and if they're spending less, the economy is suffering. The second is a big tax increase, which takes money out of everyone's wallet and leaves them with less to spend. And the third is, you know, if the government can't sort out its financial problems, there's going to be a loss of confidence in its ability to manage its finances going forward. We've already heard threats from ratings agencies that they could downgrade government debt. That could have serious consequences. So, you know, it's a really big event. Economists generally project that if it happens, the economy would return to recession. And no one wants to see that.
Well, let's go over the three points you made. We understand the cuts in spending and the battles over those. But you say tax increase. Now, what are the proposals? Because there are proposals, for instance, from the Democrats that the Bush-era tax cuts on the highest earners be set back to where they were. And they're, you know, in other words, they're saying we're not raising taxes, we're suggesting putting them back before the Bush era tax cuts to where they were on people making over $250,000 or in another proposal over $1 million.
Yes, so one way to understand the fiscal cliff is that this is basically a bunch of things that have all piled up around something that was scheduled a ways back. And that is when Congress passed these so-called Bush tax cuts early in the 2000s, it set an expiration date on them for various reasons, and that date is the end of this year. And when we get there, those tax cuts are scheduled to expire and taxes are scheduled to go up on everyone. Congress has been debating ever since about what to do when that date arrives, and along the way they've added on another couple of serious changes in federal financial policy that will take effect at the same time. So Democrats are basically saying, we don't want that full effect to hit. We only want taxes to go up on the very wealthiest taxpayers. Republicans are saying we don't want taxes to go up on anyone, and they're arguing essentially over what should be done to prevent this pre-scheduled event from happening.
Well, so what are we hearing? The majority leader, Democrat Harry Reid, said he won't touch Social Security, but he does want to raise money by letting those tax breaks go back up on the wealthy. What are Republicans saying in response?
We've heard an interesting change in language since the election. The election was a pretty important event in this process because it essentially determined the balance of power in Washington. We now know how much ability that Democrats and Republicans have to sort of negotiate here. And Republicans came out of this election, having failed to take the White House, having failed to take the Senate, sounding suddenly a lot more conciliatory. We heard John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, say yesterday that he was open to some form of revenue increase. And in particular, he seemed to suggest that he would be willing to talk about reducing deductions, reducing the various forms of tax benefits that people receive, for example, for paying mortgage interest or for giving charitable gifts, that could be a means to find some common ground with Democrats who have been demanding increased revenues.
Well, in fact, listen, we have a little bit of House Speaker John Boehner's comments yesterday.
For the purposes of forging a bipartisan agreement that begins to solve the problem, we're willing to accept new revenue under the right conditions. What matters is where the increased revenue comes from and what type of reform comes with it.
Well, so that does sound conciliatory, but Mitch McConnell over in the Senate did not.
And no one should be misled. We are a long way from a resolution of this issue. There are serious differences between the two sides. But language matters in Washington, and the first step in any process that's going to end in compromise is for the two parties to find ways of talking that allow them to reach a compromise. And you're starting to hear that process. You're starting to hear people like John Boehner use words that leave them room to end up at the same place as Democrats.
And Benjamin, we just have a couple seconds, but what might the Democrats be saying? For instance, might they be saying, let's explore looking at raising the age for certain entitlements?
Yeah, that's certainly one possibility here, raising the age, raising the amounts that wealthy people contribute to Social Security and Medicare is another. Raising tax rates on income for the wealthy is a third leg here, and some form of spending cuts. Some of these programs are going to get smaller.
Benjamin Applebaum, Washington correspondent for The New York Times, as we look at the fiscal cliff potential, 54 days in our future. Benjamin, thanks so much.
My pleasure.